Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Nerds Perspective. And this morning I am here with Rachel from 99 for the One. How are you today?
I'm great. And Isley's with us.
Okay. So right. if you hear a little voice in the background, that's who it is for everyone that's listening this morning. So Rachel, can you tell our listeners what is 99 for the One?
Sure. We are a mobile homeless ministry. We have several vans. They're old box trucks that we've converted into one-stop shops for the homeless. Mm-hmm. And we go around Hampton Roads.
And where does the name come from?
She loves the microphone.
Stop it.
No, you stop it. The name comes from a scripture in Luke. It talks about a shepherd who has 100 sheep and one goes missing. So he leaves the 99 that are safe to go and find the one lost sheep. So when he finds the one lost sheep, he takes it and he throws it over his shoulders and he brings it home. So we kind of view the homeless community the same way. You know, we've all been lost at some point in our life. And we believe that Jesus is the one who finds us. But we want to be Christ-like and we want to love like Jesus loved. And we want to find that one person that maybe has had a hard time in life or doesn't feel like anyone cares about them and let them know that, hey, someone does love you, someone cares about you, and we're here for you, and we want to help you.
Now, how many mobile vans do you guys have?
So we currently have, we have four that are running with showers. Three of them have all the goods in it. And recently, we were donated a large, I guess it'd be like a moving truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're getting that one fixed up, and we have some cool plans for that one.
And what all do you have in your vans?
So each of the vans have a freestanding, hot, running shower, because we know that's a huge necessity. Our city does really, really well with helping the homeless community. We are very saturated also with a lot of ministries that help the homeless, which is great, but not a lot of people giving showers. Mm-hmm. So we saw a need and we just thought, okay, this is a need that we can meet. So all of our showers have, or all of our vans have hot running showers. Then three of them have all men and women's clothing, shoes, socks, underwear, hygiene products, non-perishable food.
Everything they would need.
Literally everything you would need for like any daily essential we have. And then our fourth van, the small one, has a full barber station. So it has the hair washing station and chair for haircuts. We just want to make sure that we don't miss anything. Mm-hmm. And the idea is for them to get on and, you know, not us just give them something and just say, here, this is what you get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We want them to come on and, you know, pick out their favorite shirt, or we have so many different shampoos and conditioners and all that. Like, we want them to pick something that smells good to them. And,
yeah.
But another really cool thing is we have really awesome sound systems on our van. So music is a huge part in pretty much everybody's life. And so when someone comes on to get a shower, we ask them, you know, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite music?
Oh, so you can play them.
Mm-hmm.
That.
And
that's
so we
awesome.
Hook up their favorite music. We shut the doors and we let them just have that moment of quiet, that moment of peace, that moment of nobody's around you, nobody's bothering you. No, you don't, you know, just get clean and relax.
Now you said, you know, you have these mobile vans and you're centered in Virginia Beach, but you travel all around Hampton Roads?
Yeah, so we were mostly in Virginia Beach, but something really cool that we've kind of started to do is we're trying to venture out of Hampton Roads. So last month we partnered with a car club in Richmond. So we got to do outreach in Richmond, haircuts, showers.
Whoa.
And then this weekend we have a team going to DC.
Okay.
Which is super exciting because I feel like there's such an oversaturation of homeless in DC and Philly and New York. And so
big cities like that.
Yeah. And since we're mobile, it's something that we kind of want to start working on doing, like once a month, going to bigger cities, taking what we have that we know is a need and meeting it somewhere else.
So you keep saying we. I assume that you have a team, correct?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your team.
So it's my husband and I who started, Jeremiah and I. But we have this really, it's super unique and something that we've been complimented on as of, I would say, the last 6 months. That's pretty cool. We have a young team. It's 20s, 30s, some in their 40s, but mostly millennials. And you don't find many young people who want to set aside their own personal time to go out and help people in need. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just I'm serving dinner one night and then I'm going home. It's, I'm going out, we're parking on the side of the road, we're walking into the woods.
Yeah.
Finding these people and loving on them. But we also have this cool team built up. We have a media team. We have photographers and videographers, and our friend Brian leads that. Then we have hairstylists that come out, like licensed cosmetologists, and our friend Nicole leads that. And then we had a bike ministry in the summer where they would ride the boardwalk on bikes in these really cool trailers that we made. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple, Holly and Hunter, that lead that. Now they do Monday nights at the Oceanfront. So we've gotten this really cool team of people who are like, hey, I just really have a heart to help and love on people, and they've just taken it and ran with it. It's cool.
And how are you funded to do all of this?
So we are completely funded by donations.
Okay.
So when someone just feels it in their heart to be like, hey, we love what you guys are doing, they send donations. And then aside from like monetary donations, we run on physical donations too. We just give people who drop stuff off. So like anything
that's
on our van
is
donated. And sometimes, you know, dentists come out and they drop things off. And so, yeah, so we are funded completely just by people who love our mission.
And the community too.
Yeah.
So what events do you have coming up?
I'm super excited about this event. It is December 8th.
December 8th.
Which is a Saturday. It's from 5 to 10 p.m. And it's at Sawdust Road. It's in Pungo. It's right near the Bee and the Biscuit, but it used to be the Tar Roof. It's a really cool two-story old white house with a wraparound porch and this really cool outside area. And the owners are awesome. It's a coffee shop. So we're having it there. We have two food trucks coming out, Casual Eats and Vicky Vales.
Okay.
And then Wasserhund Brewery is coming out. They're doing beers. We have our friend Brian is singing, and then after him, Nate Sachs is doing some music with a duo. And then we have a band called Brightwork playing. And then Jam Booth Photos, they've been at a couple of our events. They have this really...
I think they have been at a couple of our events too, actually.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a mirror photo booth. And it's just this huge interactive mirror. But even cooler than that, the couple who owns it is just like...
awesome to work
with. You're like,
with
I want to be your best friend.
Aww.
Yeah. And then Sawdust Road will be doing coffees and hot chocolates, and we're gonna have an ugly sweater contest and s'mores and bonfires and raffles. So all these things in one night.
Yeah.
And it's really exciting. So tickets are $30 per person.
Okay.
But that gets you into the event, and then you get a food ticket to use at either one of the food trucks, and then a beverage ticket, which you can use on beer or wine or a coffee or hot chocolate.
So do you have any new partnerships?
We do. There's this store in the mall called Altar Say. It's a faith-based store, and it's beautiful. They locally, like each of their altered states, wherever they are, locally pick a nonprofit to kind of back.
Okay.
And we are partnering with them until December 24th. When you walk in, we have a table set up with all of our information. But even cooler is they have this thing called Mission Mondays. And all day, every Monday until December 24th, 10% of all sales go to us.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
if you're thinking
great.
About shopping at Altered State,
yeah,
go on Monday. But within that partnership, one of my really good friends, Sammy Montella, her and one of her good friends, Kat, started this ministry called Able Hands. It's a twofold ministry. They serve the homeless community while teaching job training skills to adult individuals with special needs through volunteer work.
Oh, wow.
And Sammy's son, David, is my best friend. He just doesn't know it yet. And they make these pre-made, like, hygiene or snack bags.
Okay.
And they set it up at the table at Altered State. So one of our interactive things is at Altered State is we encourage people to take one of the bags, keep it in your car, and if you see a homeless person,
Give it to them. Well, that's cool.
So it's their ministry being able to do what they love, partnering with us, doing what we love, but partnering with Altered State. So it's like this really cool three-way partnership.
Yeah.
That's really cool. But something that Altered State is doing this Sunday is Black Tie Event. It's November 18th, Sunday evening. From 5 to 9.
Okay.
They're going to have food and refreshments and musical guests and gift wrapping from 5 to 9 at that event. 10% of all sales will go back to us as
That's
well.
That's awesome.
So we'll be there with the table set up.
Also, I know that you guys took another big step recently. What's this new thing?
It's a vision that we've had since the very beginning. So we are opening a thrift store, which is so exciting.
Now, why a thrift store?
So the whole idea of a thrift store is, A, I love thrift stores. I just love them. Mm-hmm. And I have a background in retail, and Jeremiah does remodeling and carpentry. So we thought, okay, A, how can we make something that is completely different? Mm-hmm. Kind of like what we do with the Vans anyway. We want people to come in and not just come to a thrift store, but we want it to be an experience. Mm-hmm. So we want a place where people keep coming back and they love the stuff and they keep supporting us. But we want them to keep supporting us because our bigger vision is we want to employ the homeless. We want to give them jobs, but not only just give them jobs and send them out the door. We want to help them with saving money for their deposits on housing. And mm-hmm. we want to give them vouchers for clothing and
Head
food.
Start.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we want to help them. Yeah. For those in the homeless community that are really trying, we want to give them that chance. So that is the ultimate vision for the thrift store.
And will you have any events at your store?
Yes. So that's another thing. We want to do like pop-ups after hours, and we just want it to be a really fun place. So on December 14th, we're doing a like sip and shop holiday pop-up.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we have like 10 ladies coming and selling all their fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And because our open date is planning on being December 1st.
Okay.
So we want to just bring awareness to the spot that we're at. P.S. We're at 5660 Indian River Road, Suite 107. It's right across from Regent behind the cookout.
Okay.
Everyone loves cookout.
Yeah.
It's behind cookout. So we just want to get different people in the doors that probably wouldn't come during the day or wouldn't even know that we were there, but it being promoted on different outlets that, hey, we're having a pop-up, and then they come in and, oh, yeah, I didn't know this was there.
If people want to get any information about any of these events coming up, how can they do that?
You can go to either of our social media, so Facebook or Instagram. Both of our social medias will have all of the info that you need, the links, the graphics. We're always posting. And if you have any questions, you can always message. I answer all of our messages. So okay. You can always send a message. And we just started an Instagram and Facebook for our thrift store. So it's $99
okay.
for the
Perfect.
One thrift.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Now, with the colder months coming up, what should people know about the homeless community here in Hampton Roads?
So there's something called Winter Shelter that Virginia Beach does. All of the cities do it. It's called something different. Like Norfolk is Nest, Chesapeake is Cast, and we have Winter Shelter. And so what happens is for all of the winter months, and I think it goes till like April, mm-hmm. One church each week pretty much adopts the homeless. So they
wow, okay.
keep them overnight and they give them a hot dinner and then something in the morning for breakfast. And mm-hmm. then they kind of send them on their way and then they bring them back
okay.
in the evening. So they have a warm place to stay. We also get to be involved in that. So the churches that don't have showers will mm-hmm. come in the evenings and do showers. And we really love it. It's just a way to build relationships. But there are people in the homeless community that choose not to go to Winter Shelter for one reason or the other, and they stay in the woods or they stay under the overpasses or they find places. And unfortunately, you know, some of them pass away. We had a man last year that I grew super close to, and he passed away last
Just from
February.
The cold? Or?
Yeah, he was hypothermic, and he was old too, but, you know, they just couldn't.
Yeah. Now, how can people help specifically with the colder months?
Yeah, so one way is obviously you can bring any winter donations to us. We ask for winter-specific items.
Okay, so like jackets, scarves, gloves, sleeping bags.
Sub-zero sleeping bags.
Okay.
Because they're made for the colder weather. Yeah. Even if you donate to us, that would be great, but if you kept something in your car and you saw them on the side of the road,
someone.
Give them some hand and foot warmers or give mm-hmm. them a hot chocolate or
yeah.
a hot coffee. Like, they would totally appreciate it.
Now, do you guys still take volunteers?
We do. We
always
need
okay.
volunteers, especially we're always growing. We're always doing something new. Our hairstylist team is... We need hairstylists.
Okay.
Like, really bad.
Okay.
But other than that, any volunteer. We love just... being able to give people an opportunity to serve our community.
Now, again, I'm here with Rachel from 99 for the One, and we're talking about some upcoming events this holiday season. Can you briefly run through the events one last time?
Sure. So this Sunday at Altered State, November 18th, 5 to 9 p.m., is their black tie event. Mm-hmm. So 10% of all their sales will go to us during that event. They have like a pre-showing of their stuff. And then December 8th is our big event at Sawdust Road with food trucks and a brewery and musical guests and photo booth and s'mores. Everybody loves s'mores. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Okay, yes.
They're going to come out
so
too.
So good.
Yes.
So good.
And Ugly Sweater Contest because everybody loves that. And December 14th, we're having a sip and shop at our thrift store that we're opening on December 1st. So December 14th, sip and shop 6 to 9. Everything will be on our social media.
And again, your website or your social media handles.
So Facebook is 99 for the one.
Okay.
I believe there's spaces in between it. So that's good to know. And then Instagram is at 99 for the one.
Okay.
Our thrift store is at 99 for the one thrift.
Okay.
On Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect.
Yes.
Now, again, you can also head over to Z104.com and we have a link up on our website to make it really easy for you. With all the information on there. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me. And Isley.
She had a blast. She stole the show.
Yeah.